There's no time to be careful. We're late.
Hey, Norman.
Sorry.
How's it going? So you got dragged down here, too, huh? How you doing, Fred?
Excuse me.
Yeah. Excuse me, Fred. Oh, pardon my galoshes.
Wasn't that wonderful? And now, Santas of Many Lands, as presented by the entire second grade class.
Oh, Lisa's class.
Frohliche Weihnachten. That's German for Merry Christmas. In Germany, Santa's servant, Ruprecht, gives presents to good children and whipping rods to the parents of bad ones.
Merry Korematsu. I am Hotsuyoshi, a Japanese priest who acts like Santa Claus. I have eyes in the back of my head, so children better behave when I'm nearby.
Now, presenting Lisa Simpson as Tawanga, the Santa Claus of the South Seas.
Oh, it's Lisa.
That's our...
Fourth grade will now favor us with a melody, medley of holiday favorites.
Dancing through the snow, in one heart's open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way, ha ha ha, bells on bobtail ring.
Isn't Bart sweet, Homer? He sings like an angel.
The fifth grade will now favor us with a scene from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Oh, how many grades does this school have?
Dear friends of the Simpson family, we had some sadness and some gladness this year. First, the sadness. Our little cat Snowball was unexpectedly run over and went to kitty heaven. But we bought a new little cat, Snowball too. So I guess life goes on. Speaking of life going on, Grandpa is still with us, feisty as ever. Maggie is walking by herself. Lisa got straight A's. And Bart, well, we love Bart. The magic of the season has touched us all.
Marge, haven't you finished that stupid letter yet?
Homer sends his love. Happy holidays.
Marge.
The Simpsons.
Marge, where's the extension cord?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Homer, it's in the utility drawer.
Sorry, I'm just a big kid. And I love Christmas so much. Oh! Yeah. Every year.
All right, children, let me have those letters. I'll send them to Santa's workshop at the North Pole.
Oh, please. There's only one fat guy that brings us presents, and his name ain't Santa.
A pony? Oh, Lisa. You've asked for that for the last 3 years, and I keep telling you Santa can't fit a pony into his sleigh. Can't you take a hint?
But I really want a pony, and I've been really, really good this year.
Oh, dear. Maybe Bart is a little more realistic. A tattoo?
A what?
Yeah, they're cool, and they last the rest of your life.
You will not be getting a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah, if you want one, you'll have to pay for it out of your own allowance.
All right.
Homer.
Yellow.
Marge, please.
Who's this?
May I please speak to Marge?
This is her sister, isn't it?
Is Marge there?
Who shall I say is calling?
Marge, please.
It's your sister.
No. Hello?
Hello, Marge. It's Patty. Selma and I couldn't be more excited about seeing our baby sister for Christmas Eve.
Well, Homer and I are looking forward to your visit, too.
Somehow I doubt that Homer's excited. Of all the men you could have married, I don't know why you picked one who's always so rude to her.
Good one, Dad.
Okay, kids, prepare to be dazzled. Marge, turn on the juice. What do you think, kids?
Nice try, Dad.
Ugh.
Just hold your horses, son. Hey, Simpson!
What is it, Flanders?
Do you think this looks okay?
Oh, neato.
It's too bright. You're a Flanders. What a big show-off.
Kids, you want to go Christmas shopping?
I do.
All right, the mall.
Go get your money.
Tell it, Marge. Where have you been hiding the Christmas money?
Oh, I have my secrets. Turn around. You can look now.
Oh, big jar this year.
So sweet. It's the best present her mother could get, and it makes you look so dangerous.
One mother, please.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
21, sir.
Get in a chair.
During the following announcement. And now, our boss and friend, Mr. Burns.
Hello. I'm proud to announce that we've been able to increase safety here at the plant without increasing the cost to the consumer or affecting management pay raises.
However, for you semi-skilled workers, there will be no Christmas bonuses.
Oh, and one more thing. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank God for the big jar.
Where's that bar?
Ah! But, Mom, I thought you'd like it.
Yes, Mrs. Simpson, we can remove your son's tattoo. It's a simple routine involving lasers.
Cool.
However, it is rather expensive, and we must insist on a cash payment up front.
Cash? Thank God for Homer's Christmas bonus.
Ay, caramba!
Now, whatever you do, boy, don't squirm. You don't want to get this sucker near your eyes or groin.
Ow, quit it.
Hey, what's with this?
Ow, quit it. Used to be a real boss tattoo.
But Mom had to spend all the Christmas money having it surgically removed.
It's true! The jar is empty! Oh, my God! We're ruined.
Christmas is canceled.
No present for anyone.
No worry, Homer. We'll just have to stretch your Christmas bonus even further this year.
Ah!
Homer?
Oh, yeah, my Christmas bonus. How silly of me. This'll be the best Christmas yet. The best any family ever had.
I get the feeling there's something you haven't told me, Homer.
Huh? Oh, I love you, Mark.
Homer, you tell me that all the time.
Oh, good, because I do love you. I don't deserve you as much as a guy with a fat wallet and a credit card that won't set off that horrible beeping.
Well, I think it does have something to do with your Christmas bonus. I keep asking for it, but...
Marge, let me be honest with you.
Yes?
Well, I would... I want to do the Christmas shopping this year.
Sure, okay.
Marge, let's see. Ooh, look! Pantyhose. Practical and alluring. A six-pack. Oh, only $4.99. Ooh, That's a paper. I bet Bart can think of a million things to do with these. That just leaves little Maggie. Oh, look, a little squeak toy. It says it for dogs, but she can't read.
Ow! Oh, Simpson, it's you.
Oh, Flanders.
Oh, my, what a little mess we've got here. Well, which ones are yours and which ones are mine?
Well, let's see.
Oh, this one's mine, and this one's mine. This one's mine, and...
They're all yours.
Hey, Mr. Simpson, you dropped your pork chop.
Give me that.
Well, happy holidays, Simpson.
Hey, Dad, this is going to be the best Christmas ever.
You bet.
What's the matter, Homer? Somebody leave a lump of coal in your stocking? You've been sitting there sucking on a beer all day long.
So?
So it's Christmas.
Thanks, Mo. Drinks all around! What's with the crazy get-up, Barn? I got me a part-time job working as a sanitizer at the mall.
Wow. Can I do that?
Well, I don't know. They're pretty selective.
Do you like children?
What do you mean? All the time? Even when they're nuts? I certainly do.
Welcome aboard, Simpson. Pending your successful completion of our training program, that is.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
What is it now, Simpson?
When do we get paid?
Not a dime till Christmas Eve. Now, from the top.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Nixon, Comet, Cupid, Donna Dixon.
Sit down, Simpson.
And what would you like, little boy?
You're not really Santa, Tubby.
Why, you little...
No, no, Homer. If such an emergency arises, you just tell them Santa's very busy this time of year, and you're one of his helpers.
Oh, I do that one, too.
Homer, why are you 7 hours late?
Not a word, Marcia. I'm heading straight for the tub.
But Homer, my sisters are here. Don't you want to say hello?
Daddy, we're so glad to see you.
What? Why? Oh, yeah. Hello, Patty. Hello, Selma. How was your trip?
Fine.
You both look well.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas? You wouldn't know it around here.
And why is that?
Well, for one thing, there's no tree.
Well, I was just on my way out to get one.
Can we go too, Dad? Can we?
No! Kids. Beauty, isn't it?
Wow, yay!
Dad!
Why is there a birdhouse in it?
That's an ornament.
Do I smell gunpowder?
And then I want some robotoids, and then I want a goop monster, and then I want a great big giant...
You don't need all that junk. I'm sure you've already got something much more important. A decent home and a loving father who would do anything for you.
Hey, I can afford lunch. Give me a bite of that donut.
Get a load of that quote-unquote Santa.
I can't believe those kids are falling for it.
Hey, Milhouse, I dare you to sit on his lap.
Oh, yeah? Well, I dare you to yank his beard off.
Ah, touche.
I hope you feel better, Santa.
Oh, I will when Mrs. Claus's sisters get out of town. Thanks for listening, kid.
Hey, Santa, what's shaking, man?
What's your name, partner? Little partner?
Well, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
I'm Jolly Old Saint Nick.
Oh, yeah? We'll just see about that.
So,
Homer.
I want a word with you in Santa's workshop, little boy. Cover for me, Elfie.
Don't kill me, Dad. I didn't know it was you.
Nobody knows. It's a secret. I didn't get my bonus this year, but to keep the family from missing out on Christmas, I'd do anything.
Oh, say, Dad, you must really love us to sink so low.
Now, let's not get mushy, son. I still have a job to do. Hey, little one, Santa's back. Ho, ho, no! Damn it! Ah, son, one day you're going to know the satisfaction of payday, receiving a big fat check for a job well done.
Simpson, Homer, here you go.
Come on, son. Let's go cash this baby and get presents for... $13! Hey, wait a minute.
That's right, $120 gross. Less Social Security, less unemployment insurance,
but
less Santa training,
Santa
less costume
thing.
Purchase,
wait
less
a minute.
Beard rental, less Christmas
but,
club.
But,
see you next year.
Oh.
Come on, Dad. Let's go home.
$13? You can't get anything for $13. All right, 13 big ones. Springfield Towns, here I come.
What?
You heard me. I'm going to the dog track. I got a hot little puppy in the fourth race.
Want to come?
Sorry, Barney. I may be a total washout as a father, but I'm not going to take my kid to a sleazy dog track on Christmas Eve. Come on, Simpson. The dog's name is Whirlwind. 10-1 shot. Money in the bank.
Oh,
come on, Dad. This can be the miracle that saves the Simpsons Christmas. If TV has taught me anything, it's that miracles always happen to poor kids at Christmas. It happened to Tiny Tim, it happened to Charlie Brown, it happened to the Smurfs, and it's gonna happen to us.
Well, okay, let's go. Who's Tiny Tim?
Oh, brother.
Where's your husband?
Yeah, it's getting late.
Mm-hmm. Said he went caroling with Bart.
We're in the money. We're in the money.
We got a lot of water tanks to get along.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Can we open our presents now, Dad?
You know the tradition, son. Not till the 8th race.
Hey, Barney, which one is Whirlwind?
Number 6. That's our lucky dog right over there. He's won his last 5 races.
What? That scrawny little bag of bones?
Come on, Dad. They're all scrawny little bags of bones.
Yeah, you're right. I guess Whirlwind is our only hope for a Merry Christmas.
Attention, racing fans. We have a late scratch in the fourth race. Number 8, Sir Galahad, will be replaced by Santa's little helper. Once again, Sir Galahad has been replaced by Santa's little helper.
Hark! Did you hear that? What a name! Santa's little helper? It's a sign. It's an omen.
It's a coincidence, Dad.
What are the odds on Santa's little helper?
99-1.
Whoa! 99 times 13 equals Merry Christmas.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Don't you believe in me, son? Come on, boy. Sometimes your faith is all that keeps me going.
Oh, go for it, Dad.
That's my boy. Everything on Santa's little helper.
Unadulterated pep.
It's almost 9 o'clock. Where is Homer anyway? It's so typical of the big doofus to spoil it all.
What, Aunt Patty?
No, nothing, dear. I'm just trashing your father.
Well, I wish you wouldn't, because aside from the fact that he has the same frailties as all human beings, he's the only father I have. Therefore, he is my model of manhood, and my estimation of him will govern the prospects of my adult relationships. So I hope you bear in mind that any knock at him is a knock at me, and I am far too young to defend myself against such onslaughts.
Mm-hmm. Go watch our cartoon show, dear.
Come on, Bart. Kiss the ticket for good luck. Not that we need it.
Dad, maybe this is just for suspense before the miracle happens.
Come on, you stupid dog.
Come on, boy. Go. Run.
Come on,
get that bitch. Go.
Come on, little helper. Go.
And it's whirlwind by a country mile and a second to 2x2, followed by dog of
war.
Doesn't seem plausible, but I guess TV has betrayed me.
I don't want to leave till our dog finishes.
Ah, forget it. Let's go. Find any winners, son?
Sorry, Dad.
Hey, Simpson! What'd I tell you? Whirlwind!
Let's go, Daria.
Beat it! Scram! Get lost! You came in last for the last time!
Look, Dad, it's Santa's little helper.
And don't come back!
Oh, no, you don't. No, no, get away from me.
Oh, can we keep him, Dad, please?
But he's a loser! He's pathetic! He's... a Simpson.
They should call the police.
Oh, he'll sober up. Yeah, come staggering home. Mm-hmm, smelling a cheap perfume.
Homer!
What? Hold on!
Look, everybody, I have a confession to make.
This should be good.
I didn't get my Christmas bonus. I tried not to let it ruin Christmas for everybody, but no matter what I did...
Hey, everybody, look what we got! A dog! All right, Dad!
God bless him.
So love at first sight is possible.
And if he runs away, he'll be easy to catch.
Oh, this is the best gift of all, Homer.
It is?
Yes, something to share our love and frighten prowlers.
What's his name?
Number 8. I mean, Santa's little helper.
Little...